Station.
Hey, it's Kelly Raspberry with your Showbiz Top 5.
Number 5.
It was Justin Timberlake's first live show in years, and DirecTV paid him a reported $3 million to perform a one-hour set with a 10-piece band and guest appearances by Timbaland and Jay-Z. Sources say Justin plans to give all that money to charity.
Number 4.
So if Justin got paid $3 million for what he did, imagine how much Beyonce got paid, right? $10 million, $20 million? Wrong. Beyonce didn't get paid 1 cent for performing the Super Bowl halftime show. The NFL only covers the costs of putting on the show and nothing else.
Number 3.
Selena Gomez photographed leaving Justin Bieber's place early Saturday, loading a suitcase into the car with the help of Justin's bodyguard. Reportedly, Selena spent the night. Now the question is, was it an all-night love fest she was just leaving with her overnight bag, or was it an all-night scream fest that ended with Selena packing up the rest of her things and leaving for good?
Number 2.
Frank Ocean went on his Tumblr page Saturday night to say he would not be pressing charges or filing a lawsuit against Chris Brown, who he claims beat him up outside a recording studio. Frank said, "As a child, I thought if someone jumped me, it would result in me murdering or mutilating a man. But as a man, I am not a killer. I'm an artist and a modern person. I'll choose sanity."
Number 1.
Back in December, Harry Styles helped Taylor Swift celebrate her 23rd, thinking they'd surely make it to the 1st of February. Taylor reportedly booked a 5-night, all-expenses-paid trip for two to Venice to celebrate Harry's 19th. Hopefully she was able to get a refund, because Harry did not spend his birthday sitting in a gondola with Taylor. He celebrated with his buddies at a London nightclub, complete with a stripper who pretended to be a cop. And that's your Showbiz Top 5.
Kid Craddock in the morning.